The topic about which I am speaking this morning is the meaning of white supremacy today. And I should probably say the meaning of white supremacy today. And in placing emphasis on the word today, I want to acknowledge the historical mutability and complexity of racism, especially considering the changes that have occurred in connection with global capitalism. As Cedric Robinson, the author of Black Marxism, I see Marx will probably be evoked numerous times during the course of this morning. Cedric Robinson argues that capitalism has always been racial capitalism. From its emergence in connection with the slave trade to the modes of global capitalism today, considering the racialization of its markets and the ease with which poverty is produced in racialized communities all over the world. Although it might have been assumed that reflections on the nature of white supremacy today would focus in large part on the spread of explicitly white supremacist ideas and organizations within the US, and of course we have to acknowledge of that. Contemporary conditions in the United States, here in Europe, in Latin America, in the Middle East, and other parts of the world dictate that we develop a deeper understanding of the structural elements of racism, that we recognize the globalization of racism, particularly within the relatively new framework of neoliberalism, and that we translate our comprehension of the intersectionalities of justice into concrete solidarities and struggles for equality that explicitly reach across national borders. And so I say that historically, we have had the tendency to spatially locate racism in either the United States or South Africa. And of course, it is assumed, often assumed, that as official apartheid has been dismantled in South Africa, so racism has been definitively counted there. It was also assumed that with the election of Barack Obama as president of the United States in 2008, the last major barrier of racism had fallen, and that we were in a position of rapidly moving toward what was called post-racialism. Now, of course, conditions in both South Africa and the US have reminded us that if Rome wasn't built in a day, and I have to admit that, corny as it may sound, I couldn't resist evoking this attitude, then racism cannot be dismantled as a mere function of electoral victory.